You're listening to a UC San Diego podcast.
So far, we used the definite integral to find volumes. So that was application in geometry. And now we're going to see application in economics. So if you have $100 in a bank and your interest is 5%, compounded annually, it means that, so you don't get anything until after 1 year, right? When I say compounded annually, it means, so when you deposit it, you don't get anything until after 1 year. After 1 year, you get 5% interest. After another year, you get another 5% interest. So after 1 year, you're going to have the original money, right? That's your original money. And then 5% of, and then your interest is 5%. 5% of times your original money, right? So this is your original money, and this is your interest. So that's the total money that you have after 1 year. So that's 100 times 1 plus 5 over 100, right? 5%. So I can factor 100 here. If I factor 100, I get that. So that's the money that you have after 1 year. So the next question, how much money do you have after 2 years? So after 2 years, how much money do you have? So after 1 year, you have this much, right? After 1 year, you have this much money. That's just this, right? That's the money that you have after 1 year. So in the next year, you're going to have your original money that you had in the first year plus the interest, right? This is the money that you have after the first year. So after another year, if another year passes, then you're going to have this money plus the interest. So what is the interest? The interest is 5% off your money. So it's 5% off this, right? So the interest is 5% of whatever you had. It's maybe it's easier if I, let's call this P1. Let's call this P1. So you have P1, sorry for erasing. So you have P1 after 1 year, and then plus 5% of P1. So that's your interest, right? So that's the money you have in the first year plus the interest in that year. So you're going to get, you can factor P1 here, so you get P1 times 1 plus 5%. Right. So this is equal to P1 times 1 plus, I mean, P1 is this. Now I can substitute P1 here, so I get 100 times 1 plus 5% square. Right? So that's the money you have after 2 years. So you always have the money that you had in the previous year plus the interest that you have, the interest that you have in that year. So the interest rate is 5%. So if you have P1 after 1 year, then from the year one to year two, you're going to get 5% of that as interest. So then you can factor that and get this. So after 2 years, you have this much. And then you can continue with this, right? So let's call that P2. So after in the third year, right, after 3 years, you're going to have the money that you had after second year. So after second year, you had this much. And then plus, you're going to get interest on that. So the interest on that is this much. So interest times the money that you had in that year. So this gives you P2, 1 plus 5%. Right? And then what is P2? P2 is this. So I can substitute it here, and I'm going to get 100 times 1 plus 5% P3. So you can see the pattern, right? So after fourth year, the exponent becomes 4, and so on. So after R years, you have 100 times 1 plus 5% to the R. Right? Any question? So the general formula is if you have, okay, so this is $100 you had, and then after 1 year you have this much. After 2 years you have this much. So this is called the future value of your money. So you have $100 now. After R years you have this much, so you have more. But this is called the future value. Of the $100 that you had, after R years. So the future value of your money after 2 years is this, after 1 year is this, and so on. That's just the definition of future value. So the present value is 100, right? And the $100 that you had is called the present value. You have $100 now. So the $100 that you had is called the present value of your money. So you have $100 now, and that's the present value. And the future value, you can find the interest that you get. So it depends on your interest. If the interest is higher, interest rate is higher, then you have the future value is higher. Right. So, in general, we have this. The future value, B, is equal to the present value times 1 plus the interest, 1 plus, so we usually call the interest R. So let's call this T. Let's call this T. So after 2 years, you have this much. And we usually call the interest R. So this is, if the interest is R, after 2 years, you have this much. So this is the formula. And this is just this, right? This is a general formula. So P is the present value B is the future value, after 2 years, and R is the interest rate. So now, right, this is just from here. So that's a general, so in general we can use that formula if, any question? So if you have $100, then P is 100, and the interest is 5%, so you get 100 times 1 plus 5%, and you get this. So this is a special case. This is a general case. Okay. Any question? So this, my assumption here was that you don't get anything until a year, right? Then you deposit your money, you don't get any interest. After 1 year, suddenly you get 5% interest, right? That's not realistic, right? In the real world, when you deposit into the bank, it doesn't work that way, right? Even after 1 month, you do get some interest. It's not that you don't get anything after 1 month, and suddenly after 1 year, suddenly you get 5%. So this formula works for that case, that you don't get anything, and suddenly you get 5%. And you don't get anything until the second year, and suddenly you get. So you don't, you get your money, you get your interest just suddenly after 1 year, and then after 2 years. So you don't get any interest. So that's not the case in the real world in the banks. So now I want to see what is the real case. So the real case is you do get interest every day, right? After 1 year, you have more money. After 1 day, you have more. After the second day, you have more money. So the interest is not discrete, like the interest is continuous. So in that case, the formula is different. So now let's see that case. So if instead of annual compounding continuous then it's not like this. Then the formula is then B is P e to the RT. I didn't say how I got that formula because with the stuff that you know, I can't tell you how to get that formula. It requires differential equation that we're going to learn later, right? So if you know differential equations, then you can find out how do we get that formula. But with the stuff that you know so far, I can't. But this is the formula that you get, right? So this is the actual formula. This is the correct formula. This is the not that one. This is based on, this is if you get interest every day. So for example, sorry, it's the same as that. B is the future value, P is the present value, and R is the interest rate. E is the natural, so when you take the natural log, it's in base E, right? It's a constant. It's 2.7 something, right? It's a constant. It's almost 2.7. Yeah. So let's say you deposit again $100 and again the interest rate is 5%. Then, after, let's say, one day, let's say after 3 days, then how much do you have? So you get interest continuously, right? Every minute you're getting interest. But in that, so after 3 days, then, so P, after 3 years, after 3 days, how much do you have? So I want to find the future value. So now P is 100, right? The present value of your money is 100. It is $100. That's the present value of your money. And the interest rate, R is always the interest. R is 5%. So these are given. This is 100 and the interest rate is given. And what is? Sorry? Yes, I should say, yeah, it's annual interest rate, yeah. Annual. So when T is 1, it means that after 1 year, T is in terms of year. So T is 1, it means that after 1 year. So what is T here? After 3 days, what is T? It's 3 over 365, yeah. So I have to find B. So B is P, which is 100, times E to 5% times 3 over 365. So that's the money that you have after 3 days. After 1 year, it's just 1, right? It's 100 e to the 5% times 1. So if you use this formula, you get the money, the future value is more. So from that formula, the future value is more than from this formula. Why is that? Because it's not that you have $100 and then you don't have anything. So each day you're having more money, right? Each day you're having more money, and the next day the interest that you're getting is not on the $100, but on the new money that you have, right? So let's say after 3 days you have more money than the beginning. So in the fourth day, the interest that you're getting is not just on the $100, but on your new money that you have after 3 days. So in the end, after 1 year, if you use T equals 1 here, and then also use T equals 1 here, this is bigger. This B is bigger than that B. Because in this B, your interest is always on the $100, right? It's always on the $100 that you're getting interest. But here, you're getting interest on more and more money each day. Any question? So let's say another example. Let's see another example. So going to get, let's say, $3,000. Next year. So you're going to get $3,000 next year, not now. You don't have it now. You're going to get it next year. So then what's the present value of that money? It's less than $3,000, right? If I give you $3,000 now, it's worth more than if I give you $3,000 next year. So the present value of your money is less than $3,000. So you just want to see what it is. It's going to be less, but we want to see exactly what it is. Right? So if I give you $3,000 now, then you can get interest on it. So next year you have more than $3,000. But if I give you $3,000 next year, it means that what's the present value means what's the money that you, if you have it now, how much should it be such that with this interest rate, next year it becomes this much, right? It's less than 3,000, but next year becomes this much because of interest. So you can use again this formula. So now B is known, P is not known yet. Yeah, I always assume it's annual interest, continuous annual interest rate. Yeah. Yeah. So from here, I have B is, so when I say continuous, you have to use this formula, not the first formula. That one is not continuous, the interest. So PE to the RT. Right? This is this formula that I'm using. So now I can find P in terms of P. So this means that P is equal to B divided by E to the RT. Right? I can divide both sides by E to the RT. And so P is B divided by E to the RT. So this means that P is B, E to the minus RT. Divided by E to the RT means this. So now you can use this formula to find P. So now, because now B is given, the future value is given, the future value of your money is 3,000. This is the future value, right? The future value is given. You're going to have 3,000 next year. So in this example, B is 3,000. That's the future value. And R, the interest rate, is 4%. And T is 1, right? T is 1 after 1 year. So P is 3,000. E to the minus 4% times 1. So it's just E to the minus 4%. Any question? So now, so far, there is no integral, right? This is called application of integral. So we're going to see how the integral comes in here. So I'm going to talk about income stream. It's an example here. Find the present and future value of an income stream of, let's say, $3,000 a year. Period of 5 years. If the continuous interest rate is, let's say, 7%. So what does an income stream mean? Right. So when you are having an income, you usually get it in the end of the, in the begin, let's say in the beginning of the, or end of the month, right? So you get it once a month. But let's say in big companies, they get income on a day, every day, right? Maybe like every hour they have income. So this means the income stream is $3,000 a year. It means that each year they're getting $3,000. When you look at it smaller, let's say one day the income is this divided by 365, right? So that's the rate of the income. That's income stream means rate of the income, the derivative of the income. With respect to time. So so what we're going to do is this. So we have, this is year zero and then up to 5 years, right? This is 5 years, right? So we're going to divide it into sub-intervals the same way we did for Riemann sum. So if, let's call this T0. This is zero. Let's call that T0, and then T1, T2, so on until Tn. So Tn is 5. And then this is Tn minus 1. So just choose two typical points here, Ti and Ti plus 1. In this time interval, this is year 0 up to year 5, right? In this time interval between Ti, time Ti, and time Ti plus 1, how much income does the company have in that interval? So from time Ti to time Ti plus 1. So in this time interval, the income of the company is going to be the rate, which is 3,000, right? 3,000 is the rate, times the time interval, times Ti plus 1 minus Ti, right? If this number is 1, then this means that it's 1 year, the company has $3,000 income. If this is half a year, if this is a half, then the company has half of this, right? $1,500 income. So this is the rate of the income times the, if you multiply that by the time, that's the income, right? So this is the amount that company earns just here, just in this interval, right? Just in this small interval, it earns that much money. So I want to find the present value, right? Let's say I want to find the present value. The company earns this much here in this time, right? So the present value means now. So that's the amount that the company has at time TI. But now that's less, right? The amount that it has now is less than this much because after time TI it has this much money. So at time zero, which means the present value is less. And I can use the formula that I erased. So what was the formula? The formula was P is B e to the minus RT, right? That was the formula that I erased, and that was, yeah. So I can use that formula to see how much money does it have. So the present value is the future value, so B is the future value. So now I know this is the future value, right? This is the value at time TI. So at time zero, I can use that to find it. So the present value of this, the present value of this money is what? So I can use this. I know the future value. So I have to multiply the future value, which is this, 3,000. And I call this delta t, right? This is the time interval. This is from here to here. This is this length. This length, I call that delta t. The length of each subinterval, I call that delta t. So this is just 3,000 times delta t. So that's the future value at time ti. Now it's going to be, I can use this, so t is ti here. E to the minus r is 7%. And T is TI, right? T is not exactly TI because T is between TI and TI plus 1. So if delta T is a small, if delta T is a small, I can assume that T is TI, right? So T is between TI and TI. This is the time. That's why I have to assume delta T is a small. Then I can say that T is TI. You have to assume delta t is a small, you get Riemann sum, and then you get an integral. That's so now this is the present value of the money that earns just in this small period, right? Just the money that it gets here. That's the present value of this. But I have to add all of these, right? I have to add the present value of the money that it gets here plus the present value of the money that the company earns here plus the present. So I have to add all of these to get the present value of all the money. So I have to add all of these over all I. So the present value of the total money, so the present value of the total money after 5 years of all the money of the total money after 5 years is, so I have to add all of these. So this is sigma over all I from 0 to n minus 1. And this is 3,000 e to the minus 7% TI delta T. This is all approximate, right? If delta T is small, these are all approximations. Because as well as I said, TI and TI plus 1. Yeah.
No, what do you mean present value
What I mean, let's just delete the after 5 years. So what I mean is that all of the money that the company earns after 5 years, that's what I mean. After, you can keep it, but it just means the total money that the company earns after 5 years. That's what it means, yeah. Yeah, you can keep that, but yeah. It's, yeah. But the present value of that, so the company earns some money here, some money here, some money here, and each of those has a different present value, right? This money has some different present value, this money has some present value. Yeah. Then you have to add all of them, you get the present value. So then delta definitely has to be small, otherwise this is not a good approximation. This is an approximation. When delta t is very small, this approximation is better and better. When delta t approaches zero, you get the exact approximation. So the answer is not just this. You have to find the limit. The answer is limit of this when delta t goes to zero. Delta t must be small. The limit when delta t goes to zero is the exact answer. And that's exactly the integral, right? So that's equal to the integral of 3,000 e to the 7% t dt. Integral from what to what? T is from 0 to 5. Yeah. From time 0 to time 5. So that's, you have to use integral if you want to find, yeah. And you can see why the integral is needed, right? The integral is needed because in each time interval, the present value is different. The present value depends on the time, right? The present value of some money depends on time. The later you get the money, it's worth less, right? The sooner you get it, it's worth more. So it depends on time. So that's why for each different interval, you have a different present value. And you have to add them all. In that case, you always get an integral. So you always get an integral, and that's you get this integral as the answer. So, any question? Yeah. Why? Sorry. Why is that negative? So this is the formula, right? I'm using this formula. So the first formula that I wrote was this. B is P e to the RT, right? This was the first formula that I said. And you get this from this. So this is positive, but here is negative. And the reason is the future value is always more than the present value. So that was the present value. Now I want to find the future value, right? That was the present value. Now I can find the future value. How can I, the future value after 5 years. So I want to see this money that it earns here, how much it's worth here after 5 years. So it's going to be more, right? The money that it earns in this interval, the future value of it is more because it's earning it sooner. The sooner you get it, it's worth more. So again, that's the same computations, right? So let's find that. So this is the same. This is again 3,000. This is again 3,000. This is not going to change. That's the money that it earns in this interval. The present value, I'm using this formula. For the future value, I have to use this formula. This is the future value, right? This is the future value. I can use this formula to find that. So for the future value, instead of this, let me write it here. So again, in this time interval, from ti to ti plus 1, the money that it earns is, again, the same, right? It's not going to change. It's the rate of the income times the time times the length of the time. So this is the same as before. But instead of present value, now I have the future value. So the future value of this is, now I'm going to use the other formula. So it's going to be more. So it's 3,000 e to the, instead of, I don't have negative, it's positive. So it's e to this 7%. I mean delta, you have delta t as well. So this delta t and then e to the 7% ti. So I'm using the other formula, right? So this is the money that it has here. The future value of it is more. It's not t. That's wrong. So what should I have instead of ti? That shouldn't be ti. So that formula that I wrote is not correct. The ti is not, I have to change the ti. So what's the time? So this is the money, this is the present value, and I want the future value. The money, this is the money that it earns here. So what's the amount here? Sorry? No. This is not tn. Tn is from here to here, right? What you said was correct. What was it? 5 minus ti, right? This is this interval from here to here. This is 5 minus ti, right? So this is the present value. I want the future value after what time? After 5 minus ti. So this is not ti. This is 5 minus ti. Right? This is the money that it earns here, and after this is... So again, it's different. The money that it earns here is 5 minus T2. So it's from here up to here. So the time is longer. So for each time interval, you have a different future value, and you have to add them all. So now the future value... Of the total money that it has in the end is, I have to again, this is again sigma of this. So I have to add means sigma. So 3,000 e to the 7%. 5 minus ti delta t, again I from 0 to n minus 1, and delta t must be small, right? Delta t must be small. So again, this is limit when delta t goes to 0. So that's limit of a Riemann sum. That's the Riemann sum. Limit of a Riemann sum by definition is integral. So that means integral, again, from 0 to 5, 3,000 e to the 7% 5 minus t dt. So that's the future value. So what I did, was I did it just for an example, right? But you can just generalize it to anything, right? Instead of 3,000, you can have any other number, right? So in general, the formula is, so this is the general formula is integral. This is general. Let me write it here. So the present value. So let's say the income stream is PT dollars per year. In general, in this example, it's 3,000, right? It doesn't have to be a constant. It can be 2T. It can depend on T. In general, it can depend on T. In this example, it's a constant. It's 3,000. And let's assume that the interest rate is R. Again, it's continuous and annually. So then in a time period of M years, this is a general case, right? Then the present value is this formula. This is the present value. And the proof is exactly the same. So you can use this formula. You don't have to do all of this, right? Just use the formula in your exercises. So this is integral 0 to m instead of 3,000. 3,000 is the income stream, right? This is the income stream. This is just PT. So this is just 3,000 was the income stream. Here, in general, it's PT. E is the same E. This is just the interest, right? So this is minus R, and this is just T. So you can just use this formula. If I give you an example like that to solve, then use this formula and say this is that. Integrals from 0 to 5, 3,000, e to the minus 7% t dt. So you don't have to do all of these again. And the present value, the future value, after m years, the future value is this, right? If you use the same argument, exactly the same argument, you get that formula. 0 to m, pt, right? Pt is the income stream. In that example, income stream was 3,000. E to the r, and r is the interest. In that example, it was 7%. And then this is m minus t, dt. So this integral is easy, right? You can find this integral. This is not a hard integral. You can just choose 5 minus t to be u. You can just choose this to be u. This is an easy substitution. This is even easier, right? This is even easier. The integral of this is just the same, the antiderivative. So you can find the antiderivative. And, dollar per year. So the income stream is, the unit of that is dollar per year, because dollars per year. So it means that the income stream is the rate of the income. So how much income do you get in a year? Yeah. So the unit of PT is dollar per year. That's the unit of PT, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's just 8.1 and 8.6. Yeah, we don't do 8.3. Yeah.
Professor, did you get my email?
About what?
About
I did email Katie.
Oh, you emailed Katie? Okay,
I emailed Katie. Yeah, I did email Katie and I told her to send you your grade. She didn't send you?
No.
Oh.
Was it already given out? The second one?
No. Oh, you asked for the second one. You asked for the first one. You asked for the second one.
Yeah, because I couldn't attend Thursday meeting.
The second midterm. It's not returned yet. It's going to return.
Yeah, it's graded.
I see. Okay. I told her to send you your first midterm grade. So, okay.
Can you send her another email?
Okay, yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
This has been a UC San Diego podcast. For more, visit podcast.ucsd.edu.